Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Clark County Board of Equalization for February 13th, 2025. The county clerk has stated that this meeting has been properly noticed and posted. Let's do the roll call.
Scott Dugan.
Here.
Tammy Campa.
Here.
Patrick Egger.
Here.
Kristen Lowe.
Here.
Kelly Wade.
Thank you. Let's adopt the agenda.
I make a motion to adopt the agenda as written.
Okay, great. Cast your votes. Let's see, where was that at? Hit the little black line on there. This one here?
Far right, all the way to the right. That one, yep.
That one, okay. Guess I gotta sign in. Okay, cast your vote. Voting in progress. Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Any public comment before we start? Okay, no public comment. Okay, let's swear in the petitioners and members of the assessor's staff, please.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give during the course of this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God?
Thank you very much. Sarah, we're going to get a statement from Sarah from the district attorney's office that keeps us in line.
The County Board of Equalization may determine the value of any property the county assessor assesses and may change and correct any valuation found to be incorrect to make it conform to the taxable value of the property. Any taxpayer who claims overvaluation of its real or secured personal property by reason of undervaluation or non-assessment of another taxpayer's property within any county of the state may appeal to the County Board of Equalization in the county where the property is located concerning the assessed value and present evidence. If the County Board of Equalization finds merit in the complaint, it shall increase the value of the property complained of to conform to its taxable value. A taxpayer who believes that his or her property was assessed at a higher value than another property, identical in use and comparable in location, may appeal the assessment to the County Board of Equalization. If the board finds that an inequity exists in the assessment of the value of the land or improvements or both, the board may add to or deduct from the value of the appellant's land or improvements or both, or to the property to which it is compared to equalize the assessment. A taxpayer who believes that the full cash value of his or her property is less than its taxable value computed for the current assessment year may appeal to the County Board of Equalization. If the board agrees, it may correct the land value or fix a percentage of obsolescence to be deducted from the taxable value of improvements or both to equalize the taxable and full cash value. A public officer cannot act on a matter that would reasonably be affected by the public officer's commitment in a private capacity without disclosing information in public to the chair and other members of this body. In addition, a public officer shall not vote upon or advocate the passage or failure of a matter with respect to which the independence of judgment of a reasonable person in the public officer's situation would be materially affected by the officer's acceptance of a gift or loan, the officer's significant pecuniary interest, or the officer's commitment in a private capacity to the interests of another person.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sarah. So, discussion and possible action on the 24-25 and 25-26 assessor recommendations.
Yes, Chairman, you will find those on page 10 of your agenda in the master book.
Okay, great. Can we get a motion?
I make a motion to approve it or accept it. Sorry.
Please cast your votes. Thank you. Motion carries, thank you. Review of procedure rules relative to presenting an appeal. Since we only have one appellant, I think we can probably just bring him down and go through it, right?
Well, you probably need to tell him what he needs to do.
Well, present your case. Give us your name and address for the record, and then what we'll do is let the assessor familiarize us with the property, and then we'll let you put on your case, and then we'll go back to the assessor. And then the board will make a decision. So if you'd like to come down, we'll start this rocking and rolling. Thank you.
Can you go ahead and call the case number?
Yes, 404 Timothy Colbert.
Yes, my name is Timothy Colbert. I am the owner of 18 Sanctuary Peak, and just for a matter of transparency, I am the division president of DR Horton Homes, who is the general contractor of the property.
Okay, Matt?
Okay, Matt Larson with the Clark County Assessor's Office. The case begins on page one of the addendum book, page 106 of the master book. The subject is a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath, one-story, 5,735-square-foot custom home with 21-foot ceilings in the living and kitchen areas and has an average of 11-foot ceiling height. In the rest of the house, some of the features include clear story windows, porcelain tile floors, pivot door with frosted glass, solid core doors throughout with fabric walls, media room with fabric walls, high-end wallpaper, accented walls throughout, floating vanities with stone counters at the bathrooms, smart toilets, lit mirrors at the bathrooms, curbless shower with linear drain at the master bath, stone counters and backsplash at the kitchen, a non-cooled wine rack with a cabinet, built-in cabinet, and fireplace with limestone surrounded the living room. It has a four-car, 1,225-square-foot garage, and it's located on an interior lot with mountain and limited community views. The guard-gated Ascaya community, situated southeast of Horizon Ridge Parkway and Roma Hills Drive. The assessor recommends to hold value at $5,064,997 or $883 a square foot.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so the reason I am appealing this assessment of $5,064,997. The house was completed in October of 2024. I have provided the board with a copy of my contract from DR Horton. Our all-in cost for this house that was completed less than 5 months ago, including land, was $3,559,533. We believe that our assessed value is being jaded by the comps that are in the report, especially when I look at recent comps both in currently in the MLS for current listings and the last 9 months closings. Factors that we do not have that many of the homes in Ascaya and or neighboring McDonald Highlands have, we do not have a view lot. The construction materials used on our house are more indicative of production housing versus the custom homes that are built in these communities, which would seem to make sense considering D.R. Horton.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I should have introduced the members of the board. We're all real estate appraisers and probably have 200 years of appraising sitting in front of you, just to let you know. So I'm just letting you know that we are very familiar with commercial, residential, and so forth. I've probably appraised 15, 20 homes in Ascaya and several hundred in McDonald Ranch over the years, as well as everybody else has. But go ahead, Tim.
Correct.
I just didn't do that, and I apologize.
And I do appreciate the amount of knowledge on the board. So you're well aware that many times a home is not... The construction of a residential home is not always apples to apples. There is very different materials and methods that can be used to build a house. So even though it could be right next to each other, two custom homes could be vastly different. The amount of high cost materials for the exterior of our elevation is far different from the homes that are listed in the comparisons, as well as most of the homes in the community. Our interior spec level is, and the amenities that we have in our house is different, as well as the room count for the amount of square footage we have. And we don't have comparable outdoor amenities to many of the other homes in the community. The data my team pulled for me just yesterday, over the last 9 months in the 89012 zip code, there have been 21 homes closed, in the price range of $3 to $6 million. Four of these homes were constructed single-story homes with square footage between 4,700 square feet to 6,200 square feet, and were in a guard-gated community, either Ascaya or neighboring McDonald Highlands. The average closing price of those homes were $4.6 million. All of these homes also called out the fact that they have a strip view, and just as a reminder, our house does not. We are an interior lot. Current listings on the MLS in the 89012 zip code has 18 constructed homes, falling within the range of 4,700 to 6,200 square feet. Only three of these homes did not call out having a strip view. The average asking price of these homes, $4.4 million. They've also been on the MLS for 183 days. So the comp that was used on our street, it should be noted that home sold in June of 23 and closed in November of 23. It was designed by Studio G Architecture, a well-known firm within the custom community. Although it does not have a strip view, it does have a direct, it is directly across from the community park. So when you walk out of that home, it does have a beautiful view of a community park versus ours, which will have the view of another house in front of us. In addition, the elevation elements, the outdoor elements are far different. I can't speak to the interior of that house. I've never walked it. The assessed value of that house, it's sold for 5.5. The assessed value of that house is $3.8 million.
Okay, question. Is this Scott, equity or value?
1 second.
Go ahead.
Before you, I just want to ask, I think I should recuse myself unless somebody objects.
You work for D.R. Horton?
DHI. I'm in their rotation.
Okay, stay out of it.
And so you agree? Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure. So I'm not going to partake in the discussion or...
Well, you can partake in the discussion, you just can't vote. That's all. You just abstain from voting. Have you seen this house?
Are you sure about that? I don't think you should
It's probably
partake
best
in
if
the
he
discussion
doesn't
either.
Partake in the discussion as well.
Would you?
No?
No.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so we're good. So is this an equity or market, or both?
This is full, he's claiming full cash. His house is worth less than full cash value than what we've put it on.
So it's a market.
Yeah,
market. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
All right. Please. So please refer to my comparable worksheet located on page 34. Number one, comp one is the most similar comparable, is located on the same street with the same limited views, and it does have that park view, what he said. It's superior in bed and bathroom count and inferior in GLA, site size, and garage size. And just to mention on that one, the cost difference, he mentioned the cost difference between the two houses, his and it has to do with wall height. He's got 21-foot ceilings, I believe, while the comparable only has 16-foot ceilings with 10-foot. His is 21-foot in the living in the kitchen area, and the comparable house has 16-foot ceilings in those same areas, and it has an overall lower wall height. So the price per square foot on those houses are going for, according to Marshall and Swift, go for a lot less. That's why there's a cost difference. Anyways, comparable two is superior in site size, panoramic view of the strip, and bath count, size of the garage, and inferior in GLA. Comparable three is superior in panoramic views of the strip and bath count, and comparable four is superior in the panoramic views and bath count and is inferior in GLA. The median adjusted sales indicate that the assessor's value doesn't exceed folks' cash value. The assessor recommends holding value at $5,064,997 or $883 a square foot.
So, Matt, did you walk this house?
I walked both houses.
No. Did you inspect his house?
Yes, I did.
Did you take pictures of the interior so we could see it?
I did not. He was with me when I was in the house. So I did not take pictures.
I get it, but you know, pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Right.
You know, it's.
I did take notes. Those were my notes from
notes aren't going to do me any good. Did you at least take a front photo of the house?
Yes, the front photo is going to be
what
on
page? Please.
Photo item 36.
In the master or?
Addendum.
In the addendum, sorry. And it's that.
Mr. Chair, Jamie Jacobs for the Clark County Assessor's Department. Just for the petitioner's benefit, obviously the board's familiar with this, because he did mention that he felt that these comparable sales might be influencing his taxable value. We don't set the taxable value based on these comparable sales. We use the replacement cost new from the Marshall & Swift manual mandated by the state, and then minus 1.5% depreciation per year, and then the market value for the land. So these sales are just testing to make sure that we're not exceeding.
I understand that, but I guess the question I would have is, what cost factor and rating do we have on this property?
They're both the same. They're identical. It's
well, they're not identical to the comparables. They can't be.
It's
one of the comps at 8.4 million, and we got this at 5 million. So is it excellent or is it good or?
Yeah, it's excellent. We've got that at a. I believe it's at a 7.72, which is...
I believe it's 7.4, but that'd be from our exceptional manual.
Yes.
Well, what do you think the quality? What do you think it's worth?
I don't think it's worth $5 million.
That's not the question. What do you think it's worth?
I think it's in the realm of $4 to $4.5 million. Based on current market conditions, if I were to try to sell it, I'd go right off of the MLS. The communities I'd be selling against have lower HOA, higher amenities than Ashtia
does. To a multimillionaire, that HOA doesn't apply, okay? I mean, guys that are out there buying, spending $5, $6, $8 million, they're not worried about a $900 HOA. I do this every day.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think it does matter when you have two comparable HOA payments each month. One offers a full restaurant, tennis courts, workout facilities, everything that McDonald Highlands offers that.
I would agree with you that somebody would pick one versus another, mm-hmm. but not for... You got a multimillionaire. You got an uber wealthy individual. You have people like Gene Simmons who bought in your neighborhood.
Correct.
Okay, and paid that. These people don't worry about cab fare and airfare, and they're not going to sit there and say, I'm going to buy a home in McDonald versus Ashtia based upon one thing or the other. You won't go to the clubhouse at McDonald Ranch, and I'm there all the time, and find these people hanging out in there. They don't. It's just if you go to the clubhouse at Ashtia, you're not going to find a whole lot of people in there either. My question, you know, I guess the question is, what do you, you know, you put the cost, you built the house, or your company mm-hmm. built the house. You have what you paid for the land, so on and so forth. If you put it on the market today, if you were going to sell it, and considering over and above your cost, your entrepreneurship, the profit, so on and so forth, that you would normally get, D.R. Horton doesn't build homes and give them away for their cost. There's a certain amount. What do you think?
Based on what's selling right now with
but
the
not
MLS.
No, I'm just asking your opinion. Okay,
but my opinion has to be based off of market comps. It's how we set our pricing for everything. I can't sell a house for $500,000 if Lennar is selling the exact same house next door for $300,000. Fair?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Based on what is selling at $4.4 million with strip views, I do not have a strip view. I have to sell a custom home that is built by D.R. Horton, not by Blue Heron, which a majority of them are, not designed by Studio G or any other cachet that I can throw on there. Therefore, I would have to take a 10% reduction, and my house would be sold somewhere around $4 million if I listed it today.
Well, $10 million off of $5 million is $500,000. So you think that they're,
no,
you think they're 20%?
I went from 4.4. 4.4 is the current listing of the four comparable properties that are listed on the MLS today that I'd be competing against.
Yeah, but the key is, Tim, if you had somebody look all this up for you and you're just verbally giving it to us, it doesn't help us. you should have brought that in and handed it out to us so we could look at that data, because we have to go by Marshall and Swift. I'm not sure the 7.4 is right on your quality, and nothing against what you built, but if I'd have had some photos of this thing inside and out, besides just the front photo, it would probably help quite a bit. Members of the board?
Yeah, and I'm really unsure as how they're coming up with, what was the number you had said?
Well, they had it at 5.9 and reduced it to 5,000,064. That's $883 a square foot, and I get it. I've appraised many homes in Ushuaia. You're on the small side, number one. Number two, there's no view. But to get into Ushuaia for $4.5 to $5 million would be a gift to somebody that can only afford that amount, as you deal with market participants all day long. If I can buy a base home at $450 and put the bare bones in it and get into a neighborhood where everybody's putting $100,000 or $150,000 in it, I'm going to be it's going to be beneficial to me to have the bare bones and potentially get better appreciation than somebody paid $600. Am I right?
You are correct.
I think. So the question I really have is are all these four comps at 7.4 versus the subject? Because I think that's what we need to look at, Jamie.
I know at least comparable number one is the 7.4.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't log into RDE, so I can't look.
So we'll try to look that up for you, unless you have the property record card.
If I could ask a question.
Sure.
Again, the comparable property that they're using, which is 6 Sanctuary Peak, which is on my street, which was closed in November of 23, has an assessed value of $3.8 million. And I heard what Matt had said about the differences in construction, which they continue to say ceiling height. The ceiling height is only in one living area.
I could care less
about
that. But
that is 33% lower than what I have. And again, it's 700 square feet on...
Smaller.
That's less than... That's less than 15% difference in square footage, yet the assessed value that is being proposed is 33% higher on a home that just closed in November of 23 versus our October of 24. So even from a compared...
I like it. I get it. So I guess you need to explain that. Matt, I'm talking to you.
I did a Case Shiller on this, and the homes haven't depreciated in that time from the fourth quarter of 2023. So I don't see that the values have dropped at all from that time as far as what I've...
I'm not saying that the value has dropped on that one. I'm questioning the...
Six Sanctuary Peak. We're questioning Six Sanctuary Peak. You're saying that Six Sanctuary Peak is assessed at 3.8?
It's 3.8.
The appellants raise a question that Sanctuary Peak is at 3.8, and you have him at 5 million. So that we're asking
on the same street, what's the difference between these two houses? Right.
That would justify the million.
Same street with an inferior location.
I noticed that one of them.
Okay, hang on, everybody. Hey,
Jamie Jakes for Clark County.
Stephanie, are you back on?
Yeah, I'm not back on, but Tamika just looked it up for me. So I can tell you what the first three comps, because my screen is frozen up from there. But comp number one is a 7.4, comp number two is a 7.3, and comp number three is a 7.3.
See, that makes... So, nothing against the assessors, but that makes no sense to me, because comp three, selling for $8.4 million with 5,700 square feet, is a lower quality rating than comparable one at 7.4. Am I missing something here, members of the board?
That's what they're telling me.
So the question is the quality class?
Well, I've been in the 21 Rockstream drive as well, and that's got like 9-foot ceilings in the kitchen. It does have a probably 20-foot ceiling in the main area. It has a second floor that has like It's almost, it's like 9 foot ceilings okay, on
Matt,
the second floor.
It has an indoor atrium. It has 3 barbecues. It has a full wraparound pool and a direct view to the strip.
Yes.
The Blue Heron
and I think
home.
it's the view that's capturing the cost or the value on that house is the panoramic view of the city.
Okay. So here, as an appraiser, I wouldn't even put comp 3 in there. It absolutely doesn't make any sense. I mean, the other 3 comps are at 6 million. $6.97 million and $5.5 million. 8.375 is $2.5 million higher, or $2.5 million or $3 million higher than the 3 comps.
Right.
So to me, it doesn't make sense. But I need to go back to why 6 Sanctuary that sold for 5.5 is at 3.8, and he's at 5 million.
So. It's the price per square foot on replacement cost new per Marshall and Swift. Because of the ceiling height, his residential was sold.
The ceiling. I don't care about the ceiling height.
Okay. I'm just going by it's Marshall and Swift calculations is what's coming up.
But
with
it
this
doesn't
value.
Make it doesn't. It's logically
the difference.
It doesn't make sense.
What's that?
Logically, it doesn't make sense. One's at 3.8 and he's at 5. Jamie, talk to me.
Yeah, Jamie Jacobs, Clark County Assessor's Department. So yes, the wall height is one of the factors that can influence the base price per square foot. That's part of the Marshall and Swift. You have a story height multiplier or a ceiling height multiplier.
I agree, but 30%? That's a 30% difference.
There might be some other differences. I don't know about the home automation or if there's any differences in that aspect of it.
And that ceiling height is not through the whole house.
It's just
right.
The main living
We do a weighted
areas.
Average. We do weighted averages on those.
You know, but I mean, that's a 30% difference in the cost. We don't understand that. Is what we're saying. How can be a 30%?
I thought it was stated the average ceiling height in my house
was
11.
Hold on, we're trying to help you.
You know, okay. It's a 30% difference in the cost between the two properties. So that somebody's got to explain
doesn't,
that.
Something doesn't make sense. So in other words, you can't be 7.4. Logically, if I look at these 4 sales, you're at 7.4 on the first one, and you're lower on the next 3 at 7.3, where the number 3 should have a cost factor higher than everybody else. So maybe this is only a 7.0. So I think maybe the issue is, Jamie, is the cost factor. Maybe we're missing something. Can you recalculate this at a lower rate?
I'm trying to look at both parcels side by side. I just got up, so I can
take a
where
look.
I can find a difference, but I just am just now looking at it.
Okay. We've been having internet trouble in here all day. So, and I understand the appellant's concern here. Would it really sell for $5 million, or is he being taxed or assessed unequally in comparison to comp number 1.
Right. Well, I think, right.
Period. That's the issue here. So maybe our cost factor's too high. Members of the board, anybody else got an opinion around here, Tammy? Kristen, Pat?
That's the price per square
well,
foot.
Just FYI, too, that comp 1 is different builder. Again, nothing against D.R. Horton, but, you know, it's, I just saw it a minute ago here. Let's see. Yeah, it wasn't there.
There's a lot of difference between these properties.
So I had
Studio G.
I had the builder as Lux Design. Is that true? L-U-X-U-X. I heard differently from the petitioner.
It's listed on the MLS description that you put in the package.
Okay.
Studio G is the architect, is who they,
okay.
And Lex
Design
is
know.
The builder.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you see anything?
I'm just now looking, but I can tell you just from what I see so far, the petitioner has extra features of $4.16 million and the other parcel has extra features of $2.9 million, so there's a million.
What kind of extra features are we talking?
Oh, maybe I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. You're right. The building value is what's different. So,
take your
1 year age difference, which isn't a lot.
The what?
1 year age difference, which shouldn't be too much.
It's nothing. Nothing. It's irrelevant. At least I think.
Well, Chairman.
Yes.
Marianne Widener with the assessor's office. If you'll just give us a moment to compare them side by side. Here's the thing. We're valuing them off of Marshall and Swift. We're valuing them based on the variables that are in place on those buildings. So the square footage, the wall height, the different features as far as the pool and the things that are outside, the patio covers, all of the things that we know that we can measure. The one thing that can change the difference between the two, if let's say they were two identical houses and the square footage was similar, the difference in value would be the classing that you mentioned or the age. So those two things are going to come into play. So if you'll give us just a moment to take a look at that, we possibly can identify those differences. But I don't think anybody's factored anything where they factored something. Our factoring that we use to factor Marshall and Swift is consistent across the board. So I want to make sure we're using the right terminology. But if you'll just give us a moment to print those two out, because this wasn't an equity case, so this was something that the appraiser was not prepared to look at, but we'll be happy to look at it.
I agree. But I'm concerned, and I probably should have brought this up on the 10th, I'm concerned that the class description or the class quality that we're using on these may not be consistent with what's really going on in the marketplace. Does that make sense? Go ahead and do your thing.
No, and that debt is completely fine, and if you choose to make a decision to change the quality class on this one, that's fine, but we would just want to be able to tell you what the differences are, and the only way to do that is to actually get the property record cards and compare them side by side.
And I understand that, but I have to be honest with you. If you don't walk a mall, you have no idea.
Yeah.
And, well, we do that when we're picking them up.
I could have $500,000 in Crestron. In comp 3, for sure.
Yes. Every custom home that we pick up, we do visit the property, and we do walk the property at least at some stage.
At some stage. Maybe not the finished stage.
And the only way we can go off of what we believe that is finished is based on the plans, what the plans tell us, and if something's different.
Mary, we're not saying anything that's intentional or anything.
Yeah.
We're just saying it just doesn't make sense.
Yes, we understand.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, we've walked homes and appraise them from the plans and specs and go out to the final finishes, and it's a way different house than what it is, or what we thought it was.
Do you want to take a moment to give us a chance to review those?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure. Let's take a 10-minute break.
We can go off the record for a minute? Okay.
Yeah, we'll take a 10-minute break and see.
Is that all right?
So I still wait. Oh no, I've got power now. Okay, let's call the meeting back to order. Let's take a look at this. Okay, Tim, give us a couple minutes for the board to look at this stuff and kind of take a look at what's going on.
Stephanie Gronauer speaks very highly of you.
Oh, yeah, she changed her last name.
Yeah, I know. I just had to change it in my phone.
Chairman, if you'd like, we can point out the differences for you, and then you can observe it further if you would like.
Okay, go.
Jamie Jacobs, Clark County Assessor's Please. Department.
Thank you.
So the subject has the 14-foot wall height, which is giving it a base price per square foot of $572.78. The comparable has a 10-foot wall height, which gives a base of $517.59. So if you bring that forward, it basically accounts for $678,000 difference between the two. The other difference is the subject has a garage that's larger than the comparable, and that accounts for about $86,000 difference. And then the last thing is a home automation for the subject where the comparable does not have that, and that's $418,000 difference, which equates to $1,182,000 difference. Those are the major components. There's some smaller differences. I think the subject has more covered patios and so on, but the big difference is the price per square foot because of the wall height, the garage is larger, and the home automation.
Members of the board? Tim, we'll let you speak in a minute. So, anybody want to tackle this besides me? Go ahead. You know, the 517 to the 572 because of higher ceiling heights is what you're telling me, Jamie?
Yeah, that's right from the Marshall.
$678,000between correct. A 5,000 square foot and a 5,700 square foot.
With the wall height difference, yes.
Yeah, it's also 700 square foot difference in addition to the wall
bigger.
Height. But
the subject is bigger, 700 square feet bigger.
Right, but that means the scale of economy makes no sense. It would be the other way around, Jamie.
Right, so there's, but again, accounting for the wall height, that's Marshall Swift, and that's what it's factoring it up.
Okay, so let's
like 12%, I think it's worth adding.
So let's go to this. What is Marshall and Swift at 7.0? Can you give me a base figure?
Yeah, we can work that out.
Yeah, I
give me a second on that.
Yeah. I mean, I get Ascaya and I get Tim's is built by himself, D.R. Horton, but I'm not sure it's a 7.4. And just for your information, Tim, we usually do these cases in about 10 minutes. So since you're the only one, you're getting some exceptional treatment here. But so my question is the quality class, is it really a 7.4 or is it really like a 7.0 or even lower? I don't know. I guess we probably haven't.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We don't have a 7.0, but I did a 7.2 and that would make it $4,097,700.
$4,097,000 what?
$4,097,700.
Okay, but that's the value, market value without the land or with the land?
That is the entire value for the property.
At 7.0. 7.2. Oh, at 7.2.
I need to do this now because I can.
Can you repeat that amount, please?
$4,097,700.
Yes.
Okay, so if you guys think it's...
But that's including everything?
That's including everything. But the question becomes, okay, so who does this Gaia all the time? Matt?
I've started doing Askaya.
You just started doing Askaya. So how many homes have you inspected in Askaya?
Probably, I'd say about 30 to 40, I think.
Have you really? Okay, yeah. So you got a little handle on it. So the question is, if I'm at the lower end of the market range, more of a semi-production, even though we'll call it a custom, but not to the degree of the majority of the customs in there. So the question becomes, is it really a 7.4? Or maybe should it be a 7.2 or a 7.3? What would it be, Stephanie, at 7.3? Tim, I'm trying to get to a figure here to where everybody can agree.
7.3 would be $4,515,984 total value.
Okay, members of the board, what's your pleasure?
Can you repeat that number one more time?
Sure. $4,515,984.
Okay, members of the board, give me your opinion. Make a motion.
I'll make a motion if y'all are ready.
Beg your pardon?
I said I'll make a motion if you're ready.
I'm always ready.
All right. I make a motion that the Marshall and Swift rating be changed to 4.3 or 7.3 and the value adjusted to $4,515,984.
And that's based on potential, what we believe that the quality rating is high as indicated by the assessor's office, and to determine what we believe would be the fair market value at this point in time. You've heard the motion?
Can I make one more statement?
Sure.
So based on the numbers that were just given out, at $4,097,700, that's 7.6% higher than my neighbor's current assessed value. At $4,515,984, that's 18.59% higher.
The so difference... Do you see where the differences were when we were talking about them?
I do. So I just want to make a statement of... I know as appraisers, I know what you do. I know we take room count into consideration. I have less rooms. I know that square footage is a factor, but not nearly as much as room count. I've never been able to get a large reconsideration of value from appraisers based on ceiling height. Not a material one.
I would agree.
And then as far as home automation, I don't know what home automation my neighbor has versus me. I've never been in my neighbor's house. But I've got less rooms, an inferior lot. I do have more square footage. The comment about square footage in a garage, a four-car garage is a four-car garage.
I could care less.
That's irrelevant.
I could care less.
But at 4.5 million, I'm basically being told my house is assessed at 19% higher than my neighbor who's less than a year older than
Here's the thing, Tim. We can't base the entire market on one comparable.
Correct.
Okay. And just for your information, I don't care if a house has 6 rooms, 7 rooms, or 8 rooms, and 3 or 4 bedrooms, and 3 or 4 baths. I haven't made a room count or a bath adjustment in 25 years, and I've been appraising for 55 years in this valley. In other words, if I'm looking for a 4-bedroom, 3.5 bath, I'm not looking at a 3-bedroom, 3.5 bath. And that's, you get that, I'm going to assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, so did we get a motion?
Yes, you have a motion.
Okay, cast your votes. Kelly's going to abstain. Okay, motion carries, one abstained, and I said no. Tim, you do have the right to take this to the state board.
No, I'm fine. I appreciate your time and your consideration of my comments.
Yes, absolutely. We appreciate your courtesy,
okay? Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck and keep building affordable housing in the community.
We will.
Okay?
Thank you.
Keep it going. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
Yes.
Thanks for your time yesterday.
Okay, so let me get back to the, we've got to do the general administrative business, please.
We do need to take a vote on everything that else that remains on your agenda for the petitioners that did not appear today, for the items that have been stipulated, withdrawn, or the petitioners did not appear. So we need to take a motion on that and vote on those.
I motion that we accept them, or accept assessor's recommendations.
I second that. All in favor, please cast your vote. Motion carries. Discussion and possible action on petitions for review of assessed valuation.
I just need to verify. The motion wasn't clear. It just said assessor's rec. Is that sufficient, Jewel?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Motion.
Yes. Then you can move to public comment.
Okay. Public comment, seeing no public. We'll adjourn this meeting and we'll see everybody next year. Happy Valentine's Day. Ladies and gentlemen.